today is February 6th, 2003, and we can now let's go ahead into the work session, House Bill 2044. Committee, we discussed this bill last week, I guess 2 weeks ago now, and it was in essence to delete the requirement that co-chairs of the Ways and Means Committee serve on the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and also to mandate the existence of the committee during the regular sessions of the Legislative Assembly. And there are the Dash 1 amendments before you. These were the issues that had been presented by the Director of the Legislative Audits Division for the Secretary of State's office. Pretty much just housekeeping issues. See if there's any questions or concerns before we move on that. Give you just a minute to see where we're going.
Just making sure I've had a chance to read the Dash 1s and insert them here.
Mr. Chair?
Ms. Anderson.
Thank you. I thought that what we wanted to do... Yes. Never mind. I am on the wrong thing.
It's easy to do.
I forgot to grab my bill. I'm okay.
Yeah.
We haven't got that yet. That's what I thought we were doing.
Mr. Chair, it appears to me as though the Dash 1s clean up the things we were concerned about.
Correct. Those were all the issues that were discussed, I think. We're not adding anything differently than those concerns that were expressed by the legislative or the audit director.
All right.
Anybody else need a minute?
Should I go ahead and move
the
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2044.
Okay. Representative Monis Anderson, move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2044. Any objection? Seeing none? Those Dash 1 amendments are passed. And it's now a motion to move the bill as amended to the floor, the due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2044 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Monis Anderson, House Bill 2044 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation. We call the roll. Excuse business.
Aye. Aye.
Excuse business.
Aye.
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 And with that unanimous vote, there's no problem with the committee to just put this on the consent calendar. Okay.
Are we getting to that already?
Well, it's better now than never, so I want to see if we can start moving things in that direction. So, yes. Okay. It's approved, and the work session on House Bill 2044. Now we have a work session on introduction of committee bills, LC 2146 and LC 1441. Again, these are just committee bills, and there is no indication by a vote of yes to just introduce us the committee bill, but that means that you are endorsing the concept. It's just to get this through.
Mr. Process. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that LC 2146 and LC 1441 be introduced as committee bills.
Moved by Representative Flores to have LC 2146 and 1441 introduce the committee bills. Any objection? Seeing none. Okay, no objection. So approved. And now we can have a open up a public hearing on House Rule or proposed amendment to House Rule 8.01. Is there any testimony? Expected. Okay, we will close the public hearing on proposed amendment to House Rule 8.01 and open up a work session on proposed amendment to House Rule 8.01. Colleagues, as I think everyone's aware, there was a request by the Speaker to add another standing committee, and it's in now in the proposed amendment to House Rule 8.01. Special Committee on Budget. With thanks to the Democratic Party, we actually have an amendment that will be that is adopted or that is proposed to be adopted. And in essence, the amendment is that after the title Special Committee on Budget, we are to insert language that states, quote, to which may be referred measures relating generally to the 2001-2003 legislatively approved budget, end quote. Any discussion?
Just a clarification.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. In the original proposed amendment, it includes language, additional language on after Ways and Means Committee. Is it contemplated that that stays in the proposal as part of the amendment, in addition to the material on the short page? I'm getting a nod. Yes.
Oh, yes. In fact, okay. I apologize for that. That was part of the original proposed rule change.
Right.
And that does mean that we are changing language on number 15, where originally it says ways and means to which will be referred all measures relating generally to appropriations.
Okay.
Now being added to that sentence is notwithstanding measures relating generally to the 2001-2003 legislatively approved budget.
And
so the full sheet is like the bill, and this is like the dash one.
Exactly.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. Now I understand. Okay.
So if there's no objection, we'll move the amendment to the House rule first. Representative Flores.
Mr. Chair, I move the amendments to House Rule 8.01, dated 2603, be adopted.
It's been moved to amend House Rule 801, the February 603 amendment be adopted.
This question.
Yes, Representative Monson.
I think I want to clarify it again. So the way the 2001-2003 will not be heard in Ways and Means, but will be heard on Special Committee on Budget. Now, will the Special Committee on Budget be able to hear anything else other than the 01-03 legislative budget items?
Okay, by adopting the proposed amendment that's before us right now, that's
right.
Dated 2603, then its only measures will be referred to the Special Committee on Budget that relates generally to the 0103 legislatively approved budget.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Then any objection to this proposed amendment? Okay. Seeing none, the proposed amendment is adopted. And Representative Flores.
Mr. Chair, I move the amendment to House Rule 8.01 be sent to the floor with be adopted as amended recommendation.
Okay. So Representative Flores says move the amendment to House Rule 801 be sent to the floor with a be adopted as amended recommendation. And let's call the roll on that one. Meta, quick call roll.
Representative Backham.
Aye.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative
Flores.
Aye.
Representative
Moses Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Virgin.
Aye.
Representative Virgin.
Aye.
Chair Doyle.
Aye. And that to then be moved, and I will carry that to the floor. Okay. And close the work session there. And, okay, a couple of announcements before we adjourn. We do have a joint meeting scheduled next Tuesday with the Senate Rules Committee at 3 p.m. It's a little different than the normal meeting time. We are still going to be meeting as the House Rules Committee at 1 o'clock as we start getting into some of the initiative reform issues that are being presented to us. But after that committee, there is the Secretary of State's office and the Elections Division Director, John Lindbeck, has a presentation that he's asked basically to take about a half an hour of our time just to go through different issues that have arisen over the last 2 years, basically, about the initiative process. So we thought it best to get that information together with the Senate Rules Committee, and then, you know, basically we'll be acting on it separately, but we thought it'd be best just to get that information. If you can at least, if you have the time, I think it's going to be worthwhile to sit in on that presentation. And that will be at the hearing room that the Senate Rules has.
Mr. Chair, remember, 343, we sent around an agenda to your staff this morning, so they should at least have something that says where the meeting's going to be.
It's good. Good thing someone knows.
Yeah.
Where did they say?
343.
At 3 o'clock on the 11th.
Okay. And without any further business before the committee, we are adjourned.
Wow.